Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. No, they don't really want to take his cool off.
Boy,
so I just press it early in the morning. If you love my mind. Hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Love the way I'm doing it. So good, she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name. What's that? Hold up. Whoa there. Let's capture this moment. Then I own it. Wanting every morning. On the drone, girl, we groaning. But the f got me feeling like a kid with streetlights on.
Streetlights on.
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's our land. Just let the song play. Hold up, talk to the man. You talking to a grown man. Like, wait, too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just the anthem, get it? The anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time.
I don't really wanna talk too much, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give head with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rush, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
she's all alone. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's our land. Just let the song play. This was all inspired by Little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
No lie, yeah.
real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they got. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne. You want true? That's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like a year. My office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** the game. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass an intern, for money like I built the shoe. Streets talking that confirmed, go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lucky. 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Keep it hyped in the club, crowd rush straight up. till we left. It don't start cracking till 12 at the club. Ladies, give it up. Girls, show me love. And don't start cracking till 12 in the club.
East side.
West side. What's up? Yo, fat man, VIP in the club. World court, sit with me in the club. Organized chaos, throwing bowls in the club. Cool vibe in the club and out of inner city club.
Yeah.
Big girls doing they thing in the club. Fat city dance floor packed in the club. It's a worldwide party going on in the club. In the zone, in the club, and I'm about to come up.
Come on.
I'm loving your style, Brazilian child. You and me, baby, about to get buck wild. Gold skin tone.
We got Honey Dip
out there in Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all my people out there in New York. We got my girl Deborah Lynn Payton holding us down all the way out there. If I'm not mistaken, she's in Sacramento, California. You know, my man Trey G out there in Oklahoma. Big shout out to everybody out there in Oklahoma. I hope everybody is safe. You know what I'm saying? All my family is out there in Oklahoma. Y'all know Fat Man got love for y'all. If y'all need Fat Man, just holler. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be there with bells on, baby. You already know. You know, big shout out to my girl Kimberly Nicole, the supermodel. You know, the BBW supermodel that's out doing her darn thing. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, big shout out to her. You know, me and her was just chopping it up not too long ago. And, of course, big shout out to my man Vinny Ramone. Vinny Ramone is out there listening, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have him on the show in just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And he'll be calling in to give us the skinny on what's going on with him and his him being an unsigned artist and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get real in depth with Vinny today. Of course, big shout-out to DJ Diva D. She's out there doing it big, you know what I'm saying, up and down the road handling her business. We got Shauna Knight Jones, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her. My girl Tanisha Smith Jacobs holding us down. Shauna's out there in Houston, Texas. Big shout out to Houston, Texas. You know, Alicia South and Vinny, they're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So big shout out to them. Tanisha is out there holding us down in Brooklawn, Brooklyn, New York. You already know, you know what I'm saying? She's holding us down. So big shout out to everybody. Y'all know Fat Man just doing his thing on here and everything on his Facebook and everything like that. So like I say, y'all, if y'all want to talk to your boy Fat Man, you know, hit me up, 347-884-8810, and you will talk to your boy Fat Man, and we will get it in. If you got any questions for my man Vinny, you make sure you hit us up, 347-884-8810. This is what we do on Unsigned Hype, y'all. We support our local artists, y'all. Here's my man Busta Rhymes and Twista with 60 Second Assassins on Unsigned Hype live from Las Vegas. Let's go, y'all.
G-Force.
What's up, Slay?
I need you to make a hit for me.
Talk to me.
Four suspects.
Who?
Busta Rhymes. Lazy Bone.
Wells.
Twista. Dazzo.
I got you.
There you go. Take the shot.
When I come and I hop and I skip and I rhyme and I dumb and I drop and I spit and I shine, hey, nigga, what you really wanna do? You ain't know that I'm coming to take what's mine. Every time I come and hit you with a little bit of killer, better know that you can never see me, little nigga, while I'm at the top. I will never stop when a nigga pop. See the way I'm running and leave a nigga better. Know that when I do my thing and I bang, with a boom, with a bomb and a bang. Everybody know that when it comes to this shit, I got a straight motherfucker, better crown me king. With a passion and a lot of action, see the way you grab him.
How you do it?
And then when I ask him, how my nigga smash him, see the way you have him.
Drag him, do it.
Hey. Now you gotta know what a nigga do all day. Camera make a nigga wanna bounce ass when I drop heat in these streets, okay? You see the way the gear shift gimmick, and a whole lot of niggas live in that clinic. It don't really matter who you wanna ask about me, cause I be the bitches with it. While I'm giving you the final chapter with a lot of laughter, see the way you capture. Everybody probably telling you the same shit you don't really wanna come after. Now I suggest you listen whenever you hear that the B up in the building. Trust me, this is not the place for you to bring your children.
The B-O-N-E, we got plenty of flaws. From Cleveland, Ohio, we rolling them balls. They told me this record was only for pros, but lady gon' get MVP, I suppose. Bow, slamming them cattle like dogs. My story, Dakota, that never been told. Sit back while I tell it, it's service we raise forever. I'm young and it never get old. Popping the bottle, relay when I fall. Smelling your aroma, just follow your nose. We thug on the corner from that to the sun. If you run up, get down, if I let it explode. No, only with a gangsta's road. So, homie, we smash around when we crash collide. Whether they wanna be bold, though. OG status, still got money up under the mattress. Nigga, come get it out, stick like cactus. Money so tall, them niggas, they ladder. Try to come close, but they never feel matches. We the masters, y'all already know how we do it on the clay. They never compare, we live on the scratches, willing to betcha. When a twisting bust, niggas come through with twisting bust. Niggas been famous, they know how to aim it. They spit in my language, adrenaline rush. Them and the niggas, I'm in the rush. Back to the dust, we been in the clutch. Just get through to spit some real thug
shit. Now I be the coldest on the island, country on the peninsula. Hitting them with the venom and then I'm a disintegrator. My fate, I'm fuck cause I hate them. I'm hot if you not check the temperature. Made it with K-Lang, drop the bomb on them when they put me on the track anima. Show them who was out when I make them go and commit suicide just like a phantom. Who in them about to get in them, I open the door cause I'm done with the flow. Never know how far I'm going to go. I'ma eat a bitch up and I hope for some more. So look at the problem, I never know who. You can go check the portfolio. K-Slayer just got the fuck out you and then I'ma stick them. You know we can go. I'm cold, so go get your cold. This be the season for syllables kill. My rhyming technique is impeccable still. Anybody ever wanna run up with your gun up in a hurry, got a flurry, I'm a hunter for the come up with a banger, better land up for the runner. So you're permanent, spit it out, we'll live an idiot shit in it. The originator, gotta keep it gritty, keep it faded for the haters. Nigga real for real, the all time thriller. Ready rocker, the definite, on in the cooking, the chefing it. Ooh. Taking over the world, I'm making off with your girl, motherfucker, recognize the nigga who having it, doing what you never did. The devil kind of triple time president, ain't nobody better than the resident. Scream the crowd, can't be stopped, over the top, bringing the soul, making it pop. Got an old school banger, making do the wop. Got a Louisville slugger, making ZD bop, never incredible, gotta keep away ahead of you. Streaming them niggas in the clink, doing federal. No trip, no travesty. I'm for the lick, now I'm up like anti-gravity. Spit words from the brain like charity. If hip hop was a boss, she'd marry me. Gotta keep it gutter, gotta get the bread, gotta get the butter, make it hot, you can toast for the month.
Just hit dude, spit some real thug shit. Thug shit.
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying, Twista. And, of course, Jazzo, and I think somebody from Bone Thugs and Harmony was on there and everything like that. So it's all good. 60-Second Assassins, y'all, that's what is going down right here live from Las Vegas, 2:21 p.m. out here, y'all. It's a beautiful day. It's like 90 degrees out here in Las Vegas. It may be a little hotter. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on either on Facebook. Y'all hit me up on Facebook, Fat Man, Detroit's Finest. Hit me up on Facebook. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, Fatman313. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you follow me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We doing it really, really, really big out here tonight. You know, big shout out to my girl, Sonya, Shorty B. Shorty B is holding us down. You know, out there in Albany, New York. And, of course, you know, we got T.T. Shampizzle out here holding us down out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We already got a caller on the phone and everything, 702-5955. Who is this?
What's up, Uncle? It's Khalil.
Yo, what's going on, Khalil? What's going on with you, man?
I'm just calling in, showing some love, and listening to the show, letting you know I'm listening to the show.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I've been watching some of your posts and everything, man. Is everything good on that side of town?
Yeah, you know, it's like people like us. When you put your trust in people and people don't return that trust, you know, I have no problem with putting them people on blast so the next person won't go through it. It's a hard business. And some people put their dedication, their life, and their heart and everything into this music, and you got the next person that just destroys it. And I've been going
right
through that a lot,
right,
but it's all good, though.
Well, I know one thing, man. I know personally myself in hanging with you and this, that, and the other, man. You are a child of God. People don't understand the type of things that the things that you do and the things that you are doing as far as with these unsigned artists and everything, what you do on Sundays. People don't even know that you have a gospel show that you do on Sundays. Got to tell people about that.
Every Sunday, 8:30 in the morning and at 8:30 at night, we do gospel. When we preach the real word of gospel, we're just trying to change people's hearts. You know, the time is coming when you need to change and be humble. You know,
right.
God is real. You guys better believe it.
That's right. And he coming back. And he didn't say he was coming back at night either. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
You better be on the side.
You know what I'm saying? He coming back. And he didn't say he was coming back. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm calling
to
give you a shout out to everybody. You know, y'all tune in to Fat Man on Facebook and Twitter, and he doing his thing. He represent local artists, and he's showing his love. So y'all support him too, man. Give him a big ups and, you know, go check him out.
Right. I appreciate that, man. We got to get together.
Yeah.
People don't know. Me and Khalil's getting together. We done linked up and everything. We're recording some music right now. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming out this summer, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And I think everybody's going to be surprised because they never expect me and Khalil to link up and put this shit together.
Yep, so
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be
so,
tuning in right now. I'm about to go to the store, go get me a blunt so I can catch the show. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to miss the show without smoking. So I'm about to go smoke
well,
to your
listen,
show.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, man. You handle your business, and I will see you later on this evening.
All right, Uncle.
All right, man. 100.
All right.
600.
600.
That was my man. Y'all got to, you know, that was my man, Khalil. Y'all got to make sure, you know, y'all got to You know, let me talk to y'all local artists for a minute. Look here, check this out, man. You know, we need unity in what we do in our local artist community. You know, we get a lot of artists that want to talk crazy. We get a lot of artists that want to act like they already made it. We get a lot of artists that want to use each other. They want to hang around certain artists so they could get tracks or so they could get studio time or, you know, or so they could get on the mic, try and muscle in on somebody's song or something like that. And then when they finally get what they want, then they want to leave you alone. You know, that's not right. That's not entertainment etiquette. You have to be professional at all times because you never know who you may be dealing with and you never know who you may be talking to. You know, I get a lot of artists that kind of blow me off and, you know what I'm saying, play me off like, ah, Fat Man, you know, like I ain't doing shit, but I'm one of the movers and shakers out here in Las Vegas on the West Coast. I am connected all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, to the back alleys of Italy, all right, to the back streets of Germany, okay? I'm all overseas, London. You see me post everything up. Big shout out to my people out there, Aphrodisiac Radio, in Bournemouth, London, okay? That's the name for your ass, Bournemouth, London, all right? So big shout out to them, my man Sleek Ray, my man John T, all the DJs out there that plays Fat Man's music, okay, in London. So it's like, you know, you artists got to start stepping your game up. You know what I'm saying? It's 2013. You got people out here doing things. There's so much that can be done in the music industry. It's not necessarily meaning that everybody's going to get in front of the stage and be like Jay-Z. Sometimes I don't even want to get in front of the stage. Sometimes I like to host. Sometimes I like to work the music and work the sound. Fellas, artists, ladies and gentlemen, learn other avenues in this music industry. It may not be meant for you to be a platinum artist. It may be meant for you to be a platinum A&R director for one of these record labels. It may be meant for you to be a record label owner and help push music. It may be meant for you to be a radio personality and help make a difference in your community and push music. You never know what the good Lord has meant for you. Unless you get out there and you go for it and you look for it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like they say, a closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I mean? But I know one thing, closed mouth may not get fed, but if you open up your mouth, you liable to get a bitch with a that looks like a bag of money. So here's my boy Rick Ross right now, y'all. It is 2:28. We're getting ready to get in this interview with Mr. Vinnie Ramone. If y'all don't know, y'all better hit him up on Facebook, like his like page, and this, that, and the other. Get to know this man because he is an up-and-coming artist, all right? So we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back here on more Unsigned Hype live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Y'all think I'm playing. Y'all think I'll be getting on this radio, and I just keep playing with y'all. I don't play with y'all.
Money over everything.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can see she
till you hate me, bet you hate them navel kisses. Nah. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stroke official. And you know I paint that picture, hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down, but all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soda mixed with brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers who hustle. Get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Word up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purse. Girl, I put in that work. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. But I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merge through passing that dark blue jazz. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she lookin' the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing on another Saturday, the Unsigned Hype Show, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're about to get into this interview with my man, Vinny Ramone. Like I said, he's a local artist out here doing the damn thing and everything, you know, getting his grind on and stuff like that. So we just go talk and chat and chop it up with him for a little bit and everything, and y'all get to know him and see what he's about. Yo, Vinny, you there?
What's going on? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on with you? You all right today?
I'm blessed. I'm grateful to be even able to have this interview with you today on this blessed Saturday afternoon, man. I'm humbled and grateful.
Well, amen, 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 man. That's what we're here for. That's exactly what we're here for. Listen, let's go on ahead and kick this off and everything. I want you to tell all the listeners out there who you are and what you do, what you're about, what you're getting ready to do, all of that.
Okay, definitely. Well, first off, my name is Vinny Ramone. I am a singer and actor born and raised in this beautiful city of Las Vegas. Right now, I'm working on my music, working on my first feature film, American Terrorist. Just been grinding, man, just trying to make something happen, kind of really just show that the youth of Las Vegas is not all about gangs and drugs and, you know, kicks and all this other stuff that the stereotypes of the youth are. I kind of am, you know, trying to show that we can be positive, we can do something with our lives if we really put our minds to it.
Right. Right. Now, you say your first feature-length film, how did you go about landing that deal?
Well, initially what it was I've been acting since I was about 11 years old, and I came across the script and different things like that, so I contacted the director, Michael Ravenscourt of Ravenscourt Films. We talked a little bit about it, and he loves the attitude that I have. I landed the role of a rookie FBI agent in the film. So it was really just the grace of God. I didn't think I was going to get a role, but, you know, it's one of those things where I couldn't do anything but just be grateful that the fact that I got the role in the first place.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, as far as your filming and everything, where does the music play a part at in this?
Well, music has actually been a part of my life since I was about 5 years old. You know, it's a kind of a family business. My cousin Camila sang lead for the group 702 and different things like that. So it's kind of something that's been in my blood. That was under wraps for a really long time, you know. So it kind of came in first, and then the acting kind of just spawned out of the singing, you know, to try to just take the aspect of not just an artist, but an all-around entertainer, you know.
Okay. Now, a couple of questions I want to ask you, and this and the other. You being a young artist out here in Las Vegas, and I kind of get this feedback from all of my unsigned artists that's up and coming, and it's just things that I do because we have to learn how to communicate in our community, especially being artists and being in the same community, being in the same boat. How do you feel about the unity in Las Vegas between other artists? How do you feel about that? Do you feel this is enough?
Honestly,
do you feel it's not enough?
I don't knock any artists out here. Everybody has their own hustle, but I do really believe that Vegas is a very cutthroat city, you know, and there's not a lot of people who are willing to work with other artists or, you know, how you were saying on the show, a lot of artists like to strong arm their way onto other artists' music instead of, you know, working together to realize a dream. You know, you never know what God has in store for you. So you could be featured on another artist's song, and that song becomes a number one hit, and that puts your name out there. So I believe that the unity is not, it's there, but it's not being realized. It's not being put to use. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. It's like I'm willing to work with any and everybody if that opportunity presents itself, but it's just everybody is like really, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it on my own. You ain't got nothing that's going to, you know, benefit me in the long run, so I'm not going to work with you, when in reality, you never know what could happen.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that I try and make sure that I tell everybody and everything. Do you feel that the Las Vegas artist scene has lost its luster?
I don't believe it's lost its luster. I just think a lot of the new artists coming in don't understand what music in the Las Vegas scene used to be. And I think it's kind of like the scene is on its deathbed, and it's going to take those real dedicated artists to kind of revive it and bring it back to where it was, you know, when everybody was able to work together with no problem.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
Have you been on the local scene long enough to see artists work together?
I mean, I've seen it. I've been around, like I said, I'm a native of Las Vegas, so I've seen a lot of different things going on here in Las Vegas. And I've seen a few, you know, such as like Space Washington, who's a good friend of mine, Dizzy Wright, who's out there doing it. You know, those are the type of artists who are, you know, willing to work and willing to put forth the effort to put the Vegas music scene out there where it was at, you know, once upon a time.
Right.
So I've seen
a
few, but just recently it's one of those things, it's like everybody, so I'm going to do this on my own.
Okay, okay.
You know,
so now, you mentioned a few people, you know what I'm saying, I know, you know, I can't sit here and say that I know Dizzy personally, but I've, you know, I've ran across him, I've met him before, and I'm not going to lie in this, that, and the other, because I'm fat man and I keep it 600, whatever I do, and this, that, and the other, and I don't sugarcoat it for nobody. But when I met Dizzy, he came at me like, what can I do for you? You know, what can I do for him? And I'm telling him, well, yo, man, I got a radio show. Let me play your music. Oh, well, you know, I'm getting everybody to play my music and this, that, and the other. What gets me is the arrogance of a lot of artists out here. Because my thing is this. When you make it, no money comes out of your pocket anymore when you make it. When somebody believes in you and picks you up and go, come on, we're going to do this, nothing comes out of your pocket anymore. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these artists need to know what it means to make it, and it means to struggle. Now, that's the word that I threw at you. Me and you have been talking a lot this week, and everything. One thing I want you to understand as an artist, and you see me wear this, everybody see me wear this chain around my neck. People thinking I'm
right.
wearing this chain around my neck to be a thug. I'm not wearing this chain around my neck to be a thug. I'm a 44-year-old man. My thugging days are over. I'm wearing this chain around my neck to educate my young MCs like yourself. There is a thing called the struggle. If anybody knows about their history back in the day, black people had to struggle. We had to struggle to
right,
get whatever we wanted. We had to struggle to get just from point A to point B. This is the same thing in the music industry. There is a struggle. Everybody doesn't come out of the house with a record deal. Everybody's not fit for a record deal. Everybody is not ready for a record deal. And check this out.
Right, right.
Sometimes a record deal is not even necessary if you're on top of your game, on top of your internet game, and on top of your social game and everything like that. A record label is not necessary because you
Very
will be
much.
Cutting out the middleman. This is what artists don't understand. We want to cut out the middleman. I want Vinnie Ramone to be able to put a CD on iTunes, sell it for $15, and he get every bit of that $15 off of his CD and don't have to cut and give it to no manager, give it to no agent, give it to no promoter. It goes all in Vinnie Ramone's pocket. This is what we're talking about. We're trying to get people
right.
to get up on their internet game. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get up on your internet game. On your
Very
email
much. It's definitely the age of the social sites. It's definitely that age and that era of the social media that is taking control. And I think that's where a lot of people pick that arrogance up because they got a couple hundred thousand views on YouTube or a couple million, you know, views or a couple thousand downloads. And that's
right.
where that big-headedness comes in, like, oh, well, I got this amount of fans, not knowing that, you know, how artists used to do it back in the day, you know, when the Temptations and different, you know, different groups like that and different artists were around, they put their feet to the pavement because they didn't have the internet
yeah.
back then. They went out
right.
there and they were willing to work for bottom dollar to get on a show and to perform and to put their music out there, and that's how they became successful. And that's how I was taught it. You know, I grew up with a family of six. I have five siblings. We lived in two-bedroom apartments where I slept on the floor with my other brothers and my sisters had one room. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things
right.
where, like, unless you experience
the struggle,
you know, in my opinion,
right.
you won't understand what it means to get out there and grind and actually work for what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's one of those
exactly.
things. It's like my mom, being a single mom and different things like that, I saw how hard it was for my mom to raise six kids by herself. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it makes me work harder. And I think a lot of people
mm-hmm.
take that fact of, oh, I got a couple thousand friends on Facebook and this, that, and the other, and it's like I'm already on top of the game, when in reality, if you go in front of one of these record, you know, executives such as Stephen LaBelle or, you know, Jimmy Iovine or these different people who are set in life, they don't have a worry in the world, they're going to look at
mm-hmm.
you and laugh, and they're going to walk away because they're going to be like, okay, so what's your backstory? You know, what –
Right.
makes me want to buy your music, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing
right.
that music is missing nowadays, is it doesn't have a story behind it. You're not telling a story. You're talking about a car that you can't even afford.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, unless you understand it, you will never, ever be successful, in my opinion, unless you understand what it means to put your feet to the pavement and grind
mm-hmm.
hard and get out there and put your music out there yourself. And like you said, and I had to realize that for myself, was to cut out the middleman, then you will never be successful. You will never understand what it means to have actual success.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will always be in your pocket.
Right. Someone will always be on your neck telling you what you need to do when you, in
mm-hmm.
reality, can do it on your own and get it yourself.
Exactly. Now, I want you to explain this to people because
mm-hmm.
I know you've hit a couple of key points and things as far as your career goals and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
How important is creative control to you?
To me, creative control is a very key element in your career. You know, it you have more of a sense of love for your music when you have that creative control, because it's coming from you and it's your vision and you are making the sound that you want to make, and it's not what the label wants to hear or what the label thinks the consumer wants to buy. It's something that's coming from you. So to me,
right.
creative control is a very, very key part in your career and in just anything you do in this industry. If you don't have creative control, you're basically letting people put strings on your shoulders and your limbs and just letting them run you.
Your puppet.
Yeah, pretty much so, you know, and I had to realize that myself, you know, and I was that young artist that came in, like, oh, I got the talent, I can sing, and I can do this, and I had to get a serious reality check from you and quite a few other people, you know, just to let me know that, you know, you can do this on your own, you just got to be able to willing to put forth the work.
Right. Right. I mean, I've been doing it on my own for the longest. I mean,
right.
I mean, with the type of music I do, because I write music for the plus size industry, it was extra hard for me to be seen, be known, be heard and everything, because no one was checking for BBW music, which I call it. So I had
right.
to create my own avenues. I had to create my own radio shows. I had to get out there and hit the pavement. I had to move across country. I had to move from Detroit, got my first press and distribution deal out of Oklahoma. Okay,
right.
People may laugh and things like that, but you know they don't know how important some of these little small press and distribution deals can be out of a small town of Oklahoma. That means I was a big fish in a little pond.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I blew the spot out there. Sometimes. You can now. This is something that I want to ask you and see if you can understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
This is what happened with me. I was in Oklahoma and Detroit so long that I blew the spot so big to where everybody that was checking for me stopped checking for me because I was doing everything all the damn time. I was always in the sauce. So do
right.
you feel like you can? Okay. So the question I'm answering you. Do you feel that artists can overkill what they're trying to do and what they're trying to possess? I mean, and what they're trying to present with their music?
I do believe that it is a point to where you can overkill it. I mean, I never think that too much is never good. You know, I think too much is always something that's good because you're always in the face, you're always out there, and you're always keeping yourself relevant. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Right.
You know, I
right,
mean, it does
right.
get a point to where it gets annoying, but if you don't get annoying, then that means that you're not relevant to people. You know, that's
right.
when you become irrelevant to people is when you are, you know, that, like, who are you again? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Now, one thing that I do try and talk to artists about, and that's creating your local buzz, creating a street buzz. No one creates a street buzz anymore and everything.
Right.
That means getting out, getting your street team together, getting out, getting people on your side that believe in you, that's going to help you do what needs to be done. So I guess the question
right.
that I'm asking you is, I guess the question that I'm posing to you is, how important to you is a team?
A team is very, very important, in my personal opinion, simply because there are a lot of avenues that artists, including myself, don't know, or there's a lot of different markets that artists don't know that, you know what I'm saying, could potentially be that thing that takes your career to that platform to where you want it to be at. So I do believe that a team is very, very important, just because they might have something or there might be an avenue that they are affiliated with, such as DJs and different things like that, that have avenues and markets that could take your career to the next level. So I do believe that a team is very, very important.
Do you feel that a lot of these artists are shooting themselves in the foot, not working with the team?
Some artists, yeah. Some artists do need teams because they're taking directions that they think that they're doing good in, when in reality it's really just another artist. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I learned from Big Mike Robinson from UGMX is nowadays you can throw a rock at a tree and a producer or a rapper or a singer will fall out of their tree, but you have to have that X factor. So I do believe that having that team that's going to take you in that direction where they know that that's where you need to be and they know that this is what's going to take you to the next level is where a lot of artists are lacking nowadays.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, everybody, we're sitting here talking to my man Vinny Ramone. You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's got his first feature-length film coming out. And when is that coming out?
That actually will be coming out the summer of next year.
Okay, that will be coming out the summer of 2014, you know what I'm saying? And me and Vinny have been talking. We've been talking and doing a lot of things and talking about working together and this, that, and the other. You guys stay tuned. You probably hear a song from Fat Man and Vinny Ramone, you know what I'm saying, if you guys act like y'all got some sense and everything, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we're going to be right back. We got some more calls and everything. We're going to be right back. I got to pay these bills and everything, and we're going to be right back with more Vinny Ramone. If you got any questions for Vinny to ask him or anything, hit me up at 347-884-8810. Once again, that's 347-884-8810. You got your boy the Fat Man up in here. We are doing it so big today. 2:51 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a beautiful day. Y'all make sure y'all stay back, chill out. I'll be right back. I'm getting tongue-tied and everything and everything. We're going to be right back with more Vinny Ramone. Vinny, just stay on hold.
Oh, yeah.
Scarface,
Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that Damarino. She wanna be the one to my own single. Break a heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a Beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you on the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a Adidas. The gun Selena, give it fever, fever. Real hot, put it in pot, take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top top as I load the wop. Many say I'm fly, but to her, I'm God. I'm faded, 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 man. 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 I'm faded, faded, and I don't give up. Something in my tux, yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all about my bucks. Use her, but I'm in the front, up in her, and I put it in her, all in one putt putt. Super make nasty. Why you make loving when the call me daddy? Pimp, no patty, she wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog, call her blasty. Young savvy, not like Cincinnati, above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin, they bend backwards. Don't go the be Adam, I'm Ben Wallace. Jump up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious, double dare. There's too many why these wanna stir. Pat run up in here and this ain't no beer. I'm faded, 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 yeah. Man. I'm faded, 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 man. I'm faded, faded, and I don't give up. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, magic dancer. My mother doctor said I need a doctor, so I called house. Now I am a pill popper. Made it like Skinnies. Young money, we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking it, pregnant. Bringing home the bacon. This piggy loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures. She knows my she call it Richard. Prior to me, I had to stick my thumb in. One time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet. The shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to can't beat it. Join it. Poochie, poochie. That's what she call it. Black scarlet. I killed it. Marn it. Baby, baby. I'm faded, faded,
yeah.
I'm faded, faded, much. I'm faded, faded,
young
baby. I'm faded, 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 much. I'm faded, faded, faded,
faded,
much. I'm faded, faded, faded,
and I don't give up.
Got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Tiger and I'm faded, y'all. You know, it's 2:55 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I got everybody up in here. Big shout out to Sonia, Shorty by Nature. She is loving the interview. I know that brother is very positive. It's great that he has you in his corner like a mentor. Well, thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you. We got my man Raymond, my man Sleek Ray, you know, out there listening. Let me let him know I'm shouting you out now, you know. Big shout out to my man Raymond Sleek Ray. I told y'all I'm worldwide. Raymond is in London. Okay, Raymond is listening to us in London. He's in London, England. Matter of fact, Bournemouth, London. I don't, you know, I try and pronounce it right, but Bournemouth, London. Okay, so we have London in the building. We definitely got we got Deborah Lynn Payton. Deborah Lynn Davis Payton is in the house. She's representing Sactown out there in Cali. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is loving the interview with my man Vinny Ramone. You know, of course I'm doing my thing on Twitter and everything like that. So I'm trying to get everybody to understand who this man Vinny Ramone is, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, that's like we were talking about, you know, sometimes us local artists or artists can be very arrogant. They can act like they don't need nothing. They can act like they don't need us, or they're not trying to be a part or have unity with the rest of the unsigned artist community out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know what I mean? That's not a good thing. So we're just trying to pull that gap together. You know what I mean? And everything. I know you're listening. Deborah says she's in San Leandro checking in. Okay. All right. Vinny, make sure that you put your information up on Facebook. He's on my wall. We got people wanting to talk to you and everything, and this and the other. So we're just damn, you awfully home early and everything. I got people walking into my house, they telling me ain't said nothing, ain't said a damn thing. They just come through the door and this and the other. But we gonna get back to this interview. We'll get back to this interview with my man Vinny and everything. Vinny, what's going on, man?
Not much, brother, man. Sitting out here on this balcony looking at the beautiful stars, man, on Twitter and on Facebook, grinding like always.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. So, listen, let me ask you something. You know, me and you both sitting here talking about we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook and everything, and, you know, we're putting, you know, making our posts and all of that. Explain to everybody, explain to other artists that's out there listening how important that is to an unsigned artist to get the followers. Tell them about building the fan base or how you
honestly
build your fan base.
To all young artists out there, there's all these young up-and-coming artists such as myself and many, many others out here who are making it do what it do. I'm here to tell you, if you want that million-dollar contract that all these record labels are willing to give out right now, I'm telling you right now, your numbers are everything. Everything from Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever social sites you have, the importance of having that following is key to success in this day and age in your career, because that's what the record labels are looking at, and that's what your supporters, interviewers, or whatever the case may be, is looking at. They're not looking at the way you dress, the way you talk, or whatever the case may be. They are looking at you and how you're able to attract an audience. You know, so that it's definitely key elements to have that type of, you know, that type of backing with your day and age in your career right now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got a little tongue tied there, but it's definitely a key element in your career nowadays.
Mhm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. Well, then, well, I know you said you told everybody, you know, that it started, you know, your cousin used to sing in 702. Were you around when they were doing a lot of those recordings? This is why the music rubbed off on you, or were you watching from a distance?
Well, what it was I never had a relationship with my father nor his side of the family. So in the beginning of my life, I never knew who Mila was. I knew who the group was, but I never knew that I was related to her. And I, as I got older, my mom, you know, was telling me, yo, you have a cousin who sings with this group, 702. And I was like, you know, okay, that's cool. You know, hey, not knowing that at the time, you know, she was who she was. You know what I'm saying?
And right, right, exactly.
The older I got, the more that I kind of like, you know, it was one of those things like, okay, yeah, and that was when I was, I want to say about 11 years old when I actually realized I really wanted to do this as a career. And that was when I finally went in contact with her and talking to her, and she gave me a lot of knowledge, her and her fiancé, Music Soulchild, you know. So it was one of those things that definitely was from a distance for a really long time until I kind of got old enough to understand it, you know, and figure out what it really was, you know.
Okay, well, if everybody don't know, Vinny's just posted his contact information. You can hit him on Twitter. Getting tongue-tied again. On Twitter, it says, Sing Vinny Ramone. And then on his facebook.com/VinnyRamoneOfficial. Okay, and the official website is singvinnyramone.wix.com/VinnyRamone. He just posted that on his wall, you know, a short little bio and everything like that. So,
get at me. I talk to anybody.
How many choirs? This is a say that again.
I said I'd love to talk to the supporters and different things like that. If you're willing to have a conversation with me, I'm willing to talk back with you. I'm not one of those get big headed and you know what I'm saying. Oh, I don't talk to nobody.
Right. Yeah. Because some of these artists can act like, you know, they got a stick up their ass and this and the other. You
yeah,
know what
very
I'm saying?
Much so.
This is what our local artists need to understand. You have to understand we're pushing a product. We sell a product. This is one conversation me and Vinny had the other day. I had to let him know that he has to start treating himself as a product. It's like when we go to the grocery store and we buy shampoo or we buy that bottle of ketchup. That bottle of ketchup or shampoo has been marketed. It has been marketed on TV and it's been marketed subliminally to where it sticks into our mind no matter where we see it, whether if it's a billboard, a poster, someone saying it, or someone posting it up on Facebook. We are trained, just like in the culinary industry, we're trained to eat with our eyes first before we eat with our stomach, okay? Same thing with the music industry. We are trained to look, learn, and listen with our eyes first before we actually listen with our ears. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, I'm just, you know, just basically letting everybody know that, you know, you have to get out here and you have to stay on top of your game 24/7. Now, I see that you say that you have sang in countless choirs. What was
very
that experience
much.
About? Because I know I've sang in some choirs and this and the other. My mama kept me in church. I am a God-fearing man. My mama kept me in church and everything, and that's where I started singing at. Tell me your experiences about singing in the church choir.
With me, I was one of those kids. I was a really shy type, you know. I really got picked on a lot. I got bullied a lot as a child, you know. So it was one of those things that I was very uncomfortable, but my mom, being the God-fearing woman she was, kept us in church. And, you know, so it was like that was the only other thing that I could see that I liked, you know. I was on the usher board, and I'm like, what else can I do? Oh, they have a youth choir. Let me go ahead and get in that. So it was like that was kind of my way of being able to let go and be me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not be judged and not be looked at as this, like, you know, growing up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, I was, you know, expected to look and act a certain way. So when I was in the choir, it was kind of that way that I was able to, like, be me, let myself go, and just be like, I'm here, I'm me, take me or love me, you know, and love me, but let me go and, you know, do your thing. So that was kind of what my experience was like. It was a whirlwind, and that was kind of like how I got my first taste of being on stage.
Okay. Now, Deborah says that a lot of these artists think that they are Hollywood, but are they really Hollywood? Hoodiewood. That's what she called it. She called it Hoodiewood. Big shout out to Deborah out there. Yeah, that's usually what it is. It's usually like Hoodie would. One thing I want you to explain to everybody, Vinny, and to these artists out here that's listening, I want you to really, really explain to them what it takes to present your material to a director, an A&R, et cetera, to get the type of feedback that you want. Because people figure they can come up with these whack-ass press kits and CDs with no name on them and no phone number, no contact information
or anything
like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's not right. So you being an artist that is making moves and moving and staying focused and moving in the right direction, explain to these other artists that's listening how important that was to you for your presentation.
Me, I'm one of those people who I'm a natural people person, so I love people. But being in Hollywood in this industry, it has its drawbacks. You know, you can have that confidence in yourself as an artist that you know you're good, but when you start getting real bougie and different things like that, and you're like, oh, I got this, I know who I am, and do you know who I am, and type of thing, that's when bridges start get burned. That's when promoters stop calling you for shows. People stop calling you for features and different things like that because you've gotten so big-headed that who's going to want to deal with that? I don't even think the Lord himself would want to deal with a person that has that type of big-headedness. You know what I'm saying? Give unto others the way you would want to be given unto. And that's one of the things that I live by is you want to remain humble as possible because you have to also think in that mindset that without the people buying your music, you're nothing. You're absolutely nothing. Without people listening to your music or buying your music, coming to your shows, you're absolutely nothing. So for you to get big-headed and just be like, you know, like, oh, I'm Michael Jackson or I'm someone, you know, who is on top of the music game, you know what I'm saying? It makes no sense because at the end of the day, you're still in the same boat that 50 million other unsigned artists are in. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get off the boat just as much as we are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely something that it will destroy your career. If you come in contact with the right person, it will destroy your career.
Right. Well, Deborah also says that, you know, they're only known in their hood, but they front like they are known in Hollywood. That's real. Never think more highly of yourself, right?
Very much. Very much. So I agree with that 100%.
Okay. All right, so basically it's kind of like basically what you're trying to say is people need to come back down to earth.
Yeah, come off that high horse. Come off that pedestal that you didn't build yourself. Let your consumers be the one to build that pedestal or get you that horse that you can ride high. You don't do that yourself because at the end of the day, you do that. You can think that you're the greatest artist in your mind, but don't give that interpretation to other people because that's when people stop buying your music. Notice how a lot of artists come in and they're one-hit wonders. Why? Because they either turned down the wrong path or they have completely just destroyed themselves because of their attitudes and the way that they present themselves as being, quote-unquote, Hollywood or Hollywood.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly. You're right. The
world be the judge.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right. You know, I think that's where a lot of artists shoot themselves in the foot because, like you said, they feel that they've already made it and things like that, and it's like you haven't even put in the work yet. You know what I'm saying? Because this comes with a lot of work. One thing before we go, because you got people listening to you. We got like 3-4 other calls on the line and everything I'm going to have to get to. You made me lose my train of thought. But listen, we're gonna go to commercial, pay some bills. We'll be back. I'm going to put you back on hold. Listen, everybody, we're sitting here listening to talking to my man Vinny Ramone, okay, a young, up-and-coming, you know, local artist. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I think Vinny is like 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? And he's already moving himself into a mogul's position. When I say mogul, I mean I'm talking to like P. Diddy, 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? He's calling his own shots. He's taking his own risks. He's doing something and investing in himself. That's something that hardly ever gets done. Artists, you need to invest in yourself. Scared money don't make no money, and a closed mouth don't get fed. Big shout out to Vinny Ramone, and I'm up in here interviewing. Big shout out to everybody, my man Treyon Dexter, my girl Tyra. That's the name for you, Tyra. I don't know. Hopefully she's calling in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Tessa, my girl Honey Dip. Big shout out to Shorty B that's out there. Of course, Vinnie Ramone, Shauna Knight Jones, Alicia South. Big shout out to my girl, Big Dare Peyton. She out there hanging with us, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Abby Love Me More and Sally Leatherberry. And of course, my girl Serafina holding us down in Sydney, Australia. So we're being heard in Sydney, Australia right now and in London, England right now. Boy, sometimes I feast to amaze my damn self, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But that comes from networking, all right? That comes from networking. We're going to get we're going to answer this call 718-1003. Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. What's going on? Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Todd Warden, Local Town Connect. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Todd?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Long time.
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing my damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Interviewing my man Vinnie Ramone and everything. You know, he's got his feature-length film getting ready to come out in 2014, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So you know me. I'm just down here holding it down, trying to help out some of these young cats, man, get seen, get heard and everything. What's going on with you? What's going on with Local Talent Connect?
Local Talent Connect is actually about to blow up, and you guys are going to hear a lot more of it. We've had a lot of investors juiced us up, a lot of love from the New York scene, and now it's becoming everywhere. So I had a business consultant. I can't name his name right now because he is known until the contracts are signed. But long story short, we decided to launch our first Local Talent Connect Presents, the official network and launch party. And I actually just sent you the link so you can check it out. And this is going to be huge. We have media. We have cameramen. We're doing a red carpet thing for an hour. We have talent. We have acts. We have community. Just everything. Basically, what we decided to do is that we are going to do kind of like a Oscar, Grammy, MTV Music Award type of thing, like after party for the unknown. So it's kind of a new thing. It's like, where it's going to be everything that artists always wish they wanted to attend, like any type of artist, and we're going to bring it to them. And then based on this, we've already got Mad Love, where we got 133 already going, and we've only been out for 3 days. This thing doesn't happen until August.
Okay.
And we already got sponsors.
And you got Fat Man hosting that, right?
I would love Fat Man to come down and do his thing if you wanted to. I mean, it's going to be big,
man.
We gotta
make it happen. See, y'all gotta speak up. Y'all just don't know. Fat Man will get a plane ticket and get the fuck up out of here and go do what he needs to do and everything, especially if he's hosting a show and doing something that's positive for this industry. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta let me know when it is and what you're trying to do and what you want me to do. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, it's going on. This is the first thing ever. Nothing's ever been done like this before, and we're doing it, and we're going to bring it all around the country. That's one of the main goals, because this network is going to be online probably in about a month and a half. I got my coders working already, but this launch party is huge. I mean, any type of artist and business that are in the industry, they're going to be there. And because of the buzz, we're having press hit me up every day and sponsors, because they're seeing something that's, we're building a party based on the passion of artists. Is that every artist out there, my attitude is, if you guys are in your home every day busting your butt, whether you're an actor, a singer, writer, whatever, tattoo artist, architect, anything that's got the genre to it, you're trying to build something based on what your soul says, this is who I am, and I want to show the world. Well, you know what? It's about time the world recognizes you as people, and for the fact that artists are the ones that bring positive vibes to the world that we know today. Case closed.
Okay.
And there's nothing more powerful than an artist trying to survive in today's life by building a dream on a career that he wants to basically let everybody realize, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and Todd Warden from Local Talent Connect recognizes that, and it's about time that all artists of the world connect with each other, party with each other, and just show the world this is what it's about. It's about unity. It's about it's about having fun. It's not all about the dollar sign. It will come, but it's about living the life that you dreamt you want and making it reality.
Right.
That is the biggest goal that every artist should have. End of story.
Mm-hmm. So listen, Ty, tell everybody where to hit you up at so they can, everybody that's listening, so they know how to get in contact with you.
Simple. You can always email me at Todd, T-O-D-D, at localtalentconnect.com. And our Facebook site right now, you can always type it in the URL engine. Just type in localtalentconnect.com, and it'll get forward right to the site. And right up top to the left, we have the pinned event invite that's going to be blowing up in New York City. And believe it,
okay,
it is. And you guys are going to hear a lot about Mark.
Well, let me know all the information, man. And like I said, I'll lock out the date, man, and I will make sure that I'm down there and we can set this off, man, and get these artists up on stage and get them noticed like they should be.
All right. Yeah, let's hit me up, man. We'll talk.
All right, then, man. I appreciate you calling in, Ty.
You got it, man. And have a great day. And to all you artists, believe in yourself because you're the only person
exactly
that you need to prove it to.
Exactly.
All right,
all right, then, Ty.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, that was my man. That was my man Todd out there all the way. I think Todd's out there. Todd's out there in New York. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it real big. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on localtalentconnect.com. He's doing a lot of stuff to help us local artists and everything. You've seen and be heard and stuff. But listen, I'm gonna pay some more bills and I'll be right back with more Vinny Ramone. We got a couple of other callers. We got some people listening in. Big shout out to everybody that's calling from the 810 area code, 810-9901 and 601-9021. If y'all want to talk to the fat man, you got to press 1, and then that way I know you want to talk to me. Other than that, you just going to sit there and you just going to listen to the show, all right? So it's 3:22 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You're listening to the Unsigned Hype Show, y'all, live all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to quit playing with me. We'll be right back.
Walk that drink, get a walk that drink, get a walk that drink, get a walk that. play this in the club, you get your ass beat for real. My advice would be to chill. M time, nigga, sick. Get caught without a warning and get your ass whooped quick, bitch.
Walk that ring, yeah. Walk that ring.
Another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's light shit, ice shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And I Skype that you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold. Fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please. Fear what you don't know.
I apologize. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my flame. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way? Girl, how can we get that
Don't remember
way?
How I met her. But I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle. She's 20 and some change. Before I get to DIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, oh hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D. You know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off at Dallas. I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another. Parlay.
Oh. I apologize. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh. My plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how could we get that way? Girl, how could we get that way?
Got on my suede shoes. I'm in a great mood. That baggage claim her weight in this thing out of St. Louis. No, she shining bright. Got on my Cartier. She my Billie Jean. We menage with Mary Jane. See, we city hop. Vegas to L.A. Brings a lot of joy, Bugatti boy, that's lane to lane. Our faucets used to drip, I used to ride the bench. But it was written in cursive for this king to exist. Pack the bags, now she live amongst entrepreneurs. Marc Jacob, the makeup, she Givenchy consumer. Gianni Versace, connoisseur, a carnivore. Accountable for a half a million, uncounted for. Four.
Maybach. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your
Let
name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how could we get that way? Girl, how could we get that way?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Had to pay some bills, take a little intermission and everything, but your boy is back. 28 minutes left into the show.
About to go to these calls. 6019021. Yo, who is this? You got the fat man up in here. What's going on?
What's good with it, man?
What's good with it, man? Who is this?
Hey, this ain't the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? We're calling straight from Jet Time, Mississippi, man.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. All right there, bro. Well, all this enthusiasm, you know, calm down, calm down. You're a little too excited and everything. You know what I'm saying? So where are you representing from? And who are you again? Let everybody know that's listening.
Yeah, I'm Zay the Truth from Jackson, Mississippi, man.
Jackson, Mississippi in the building. What's going on, man? What's going on out there in Jackson?
You know, we just cooling out here right now, man. You know, beautiful day.
Okay. Okay, okay. You got a project coming up?
Yeah, I got a mixtape dropping, you know what I'm saying? On live mixtapes, gonna be able on Dat Pilf live mixtapes, on iTunes. It's called Zay the Truth.
Okay, I see you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the mixtape dropping. Tell everybody where they can hit that up at.
Yeah, you can go download it on live mixtape. You can go download it on iTunes. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Dat Pilf mixtape factory. Ever. It's gonna be ever. It's crazy out here.
Okay. You got any events or anything coming up out there in Jackson?
Right now, you know, we just working in the studio right now. We got a couple shows. It's months from now, though, but, you know, well, matter of fact, we'll be in Miami, Florida next month on the 21st.
Okay.
Doing a couple business out there, so.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Listen, whatever y'all got going on, shows, music dropping and stuff, man, you let us know right over here, man, at Unsigned Hype, man. Just post it to my wall, Fat Man, Detroit's Finest. Hit me up on Twitter, Fatman313, man, and we'll definitely get that shit on, man, and get it popping out here on the West.
I got you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Keep it 600. Yo, that was Jackson, Mississippi on the line. You know what I'm saying? Now we got the 810-9901. Yo, what's going on? You got Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Good day, Fat Man. This is Tyra.
Hey, Tyra. This is Tyra. Tyra.
What's up? What's going on? I thought you was in Detroit, so I was called to talk about Detroit, but you from there, so it still applies.
It's all good. It's all good. We you can still talk about the D. I represent the D 24/7. What's going on with the D?
I feel that the root of the reparation of Detroit and the community is within the community centers. It's reestablishing community centers. Now, add the factor to this to people who are in the industry and that's getting money and do things with their money. I feel that if centers like the Tupac Amaru Shakur Center was established, like that does program with and for kids, and some of the money that some of the artists make was funneled into these organizations to help raise the whole village, everything would change. You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with you on that. So Tyra, are you saying that we got a lot of local artists talking that smack like they're in the communities and they're really not in the communities helping out the community? They're not giving back. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying. Dr. Dre just gave like some thousand million irrational number of dollars to USC. The USC population of African American students is 5%. Now, let's say he gave $30 million. If he could have, let's say he gave $40 million, if he could have split that in between community centers within Detroit, New York, Atlanta, and Georgia, you know what I mean? It would have such an impact on the community as a whole. Now, you think about these artists who are out here buying this jewelry, these cars, these clothes, these shoes, these dogs, these cats, these monkeys, these rats, or whatever it is they buying. If they take a portion of this money and donate it to centers like Tupac Center, you know what I'm saying, what could be established in communities like ours, Detroit and Chicago, then it would make a difference in the whole. You know what I mean? It would generate good karma for the whole nation. And that's basically what we're under. We're under bad karma because of what we do and have done to each other. So the only way to repair the community is to repair the relationship between between the people in the community. Okay. And that comes through the children.
All right. Well, in case y'all don't know, this is my girl Tara on Facebook. Sometimes I get up in the morning and Tara be on one on Facebook, and Tara be rapping as shit. Tara be dropping rhymes and shit on Facebook, and this, that, and the other, and everything. I be tripping on you, Mom, but you be telling the truth, though. I give you your props. You be telling the truth. You know, I know I was following you a lot when you was dropping knowledge about the Illuminati. And everything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody thinks the Illuminati started in 1776. The Illuminati started way back in the Ptolemaic dynasty of Egypt. Their spell book, the biblical, the real Bible, is called the Mithras Liturgy. Also, the Greek magical papyri. I mean, and it's literally a spell book. The word God means to invoke. You know what I mean? And that's what do you do when you go to church and pray? You invoke the power of God. But the question is, who is your God? Who are you actually praying to? You know, but not to get off into that, because I'll hit him with this.
Right.
How can something that claims to be a truth contain so many lies? Look at the words religion, biblical, Muslim, literature, civilization, library, religion. I mean, library, politics, police, all these words got the same factor, L-I. If you take the E off of it, it's a lie. I hope the people don't show up at my house for saying that.
Boy. So I guess you can go by the statement of back in the day when they used to say, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book.
Exactly. When you look at the word,
you know,
spelling, S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. We write in cursive. Everything that we know, everything that we've been taught as a nation is wrong. This isn't our language. This is what we're supposed to be speaking. You know what I mean? It's so many spells and trickeries in the spelling till we don't even realize that all the words that we use have double meaning, you know? But I'm going to get off that and I'm going to say this. I think sincerely that if everyone wanted to achieve something, if you got $90 and ain't got nothing to do with it, take this class in grant writing. Learn how to become a grant writer. I mean, that could be one of the most profitable things to benefit the unit as a whole. It only costs $90. The website is www.edtogo.com. Mm-hmm. You can take the class online, you know. So
you
that is my plan.
Say, wait a minute. Hold on, Tara, because you just dropped the real science right there. Say that again to everybody that's listening.
You can become a grant writer. You can learn how to become a grant writer for $90. That's the initial course. It's like five or six courses that go with a certain field. The first one is grant, the basics of the fundamentals of grant writing. Well, once you learn how to write grants, there's a government website called www.cfda.org, which is the catalog for the Federal Domestic Assistance. In this catalog, you can do a query. Well, if you don't know what a query is, you can do a search and you can find what grants apply to which situation, such as being a woman, being a black man, starting a business, forming government, forming rural land buildings, securing a business, being a minority. I mean, it's endless. I mean, there's so many. You remember the guy, Lester, what is his name, used to be on TV, and he would, the guy with the questions on his suit. And he would be selling you the book for $99.
Right.
No.
People thought that was a joke. And he was giving us everything in a book. See?
Yep.
If you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. But the black man didn't buy that.
Nope. They too busy rolling their weed up on books. They're scared to open
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And he was letting us know what grants to get. And this came out back in the 80s.
Yep.
He was doing this back in the 80s, walking around with question marks on his suit and this, that, and the other. Now you got all these brothers talking about, I want to get a grant to start my record label. I want to get a grant to start my entertainment company. But you never knew that it was right there in front of you if you just made a little small investment in yourself.
Awesome.
And in your
money,
future.
It takes money to make money.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So Tyra, you're going to have to call me back. You're going to have to do a show just based around, because me and you can really get into some deep shit.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean? Because you know, people don't know. People don't know that I, you know, that I was very heavily in the Muslim culture back when I was in Detroit, because I went to a Muslim school and things like that. So I learned that culture, you know, and I learned it at an early age. I knew about the trip to Mecca. I knew about the five pillars of Islam and all of that stuff and everything. You got to understand, that was a Christian child learning a different type of religion, language, the whole nine. That was a hell of a culture shock for my ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You.
And what make it so, and what make it so tripped out? It was right over there in the hood, right off of Linwood and Finkel.
That is definitely in the hood.
Okay, that's definitely in the hood, over there with Northwestern and Durfee and all them was at. Yeah, we could we could talk, baby girl. But listen, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to lock you in and this and the other. Whatever you have to say, you post that to my wall, sweetie. We're going to get this networking thing jumping off, all right?
Most definitely. I got to say this. I am what they call a Machiavellian Buddhist. I follow Tupac, and I follow Buddha. And with that, I can't go wrong. I can see Buddha, and I know I can see Tupac, and I know what Buddha says is true. So that's what I'm rolling with. So good luck to call in.
So
I'll talk to you later.
You're a Machiavellian Buddhist.
Yep. I got a page. I'll post the page. Machiavellian Buddhism.
Okay. So that shit with Tupac and the hologram and all that, that's some bullshit, right?
Most definitely. Why would Tupac even show up with a hologram with Dre and Snoop? We shook Dre punk ass and we out of the closet.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to let you go, Tyra. I will talk to you next week.
Okay,
Oh, my goodness, boy. That's my girl, Tyra, boy. Me and her can get into some conversations, and we can really talk about some shit, all right? But listen, I'm going to pay some more bills, and we're going to be right back with more of my man, Vinny Ramone. We still got another call on the line. I think that's my man representing Mississippi still on the line, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So y'all sit tight, and we will be right back. Hey, Vinny, you there? All right, I guess the call dropped again. Okay, y'all, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right here. We're going to do it like this.
Happening to me, girl, for a while. So caught up in this
out here in Las Vegas, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. Sometimes I pressed the mute button too long and everything. But I was giving you this quick story about the old school rapper Tim Dog. Okay, Tim Dog was obviously in a lot of tax problems, IRS, this, that, the other. He tried to fake his own death. All right, he was faking his own death until he was spotted at a local liquor store or something like that, which everybody made a big commotion and everything. The police was called in, and then that's when, you know, everything was revealed that he wasn't really dead. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is to rappers, you know, your best bet is if you're getting these advances from these record labels and et cetera and things like that, know what to do with your money. Know how to invest your money. Know where to put your money. You know what I'm saying? Start putting your money into CDs and stocks and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Just don't screw it off frivolously and buying, you know, you're buying a $100,000 car and you don't even own a house yet. You know, what sense does that make? Or you got $200,000-$300,000 around your neck and you don't even own a house yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one of the facades that the industry puts off to us and things like that. These are what you call endorsements. These are what you call endorsements. I can go out now and find me a jeweler that will endorse me. Every time I go to an event, I'm going to be draped in his jewelry, from diamonds to whatever. But I have to get that shit back after that event is over. You know what I'm saying? These are what you call endorsements, i.e. sponsorship. Okay? When you see somebody pull up in a Bentley, $500,000-$600,000 Bentley at an event and let the valet park it, that don't necessarily mean that he owns it. This is called endorsing. They let him drive it for a night. They let him drive it for a weekend, because it's all about me getting my shine, you getting your shine. So in other words, one back scratches another. Okay? That's just a little guerrilla 101 marketing for y'all out there from your boy Fat Man. So listen, Vinny, any last words, man, before we get up out of here? If there was an artist that you know about, hold on. If there was an artist that you know, just listen to me. If there was an artist that you know or you hear, and he walked up to you and he said, "Dang, Mr. Ramon, I want to do what you do. I want to be just like you and everything. I want to be in the music industry and stuff and make music." What type of advice would you give him?
I would say, man, keep your feet on the pavement, stay humble, stay close to Christ, and work hard. You got to put everything you have into this career, because this career demands it. It demands every bit of you. Your time, your patience, energy, everything. So if you really want to be in this industry, you got to be willing to put forth that work, to grind, put the blood, sweat, and tears, the headaches, and all of that stuff. You have to put up with that if you want to get to a position where you have nothing in life to worry about. And that would be my advice to any artist that's coming up to me and asking me a question like that. You want to grind, and you don't want to take no for an answer from anybody.
Okay. All right. Any last words?
I just want to shout out Kiki over at the Pulse Nightclub downtown in Fremont Street in 7th. That's
right.
A good, real good friend of mine. She's really gave me a lot of business knowledge,
okay,
and different things like that. Shout out to my homie DJ Rafiki, who's over at the Hard Rock on Wednesday nights. Go check him out up there. Thank you for the interview. I'm very humbled. Please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff. Vinny Ramone Official, Sing Vinny Ramone, all of that good stuff. And let's make some things happen. I am available for booking at this time. So if you want to book me at bookvinnyramone@gmail.com, and let's make some things happen. Change the world one person at a time.
All right, then. Well, listen, man, I wish you all the love and the luck. And, you know, I'll be behind you. And like I said, you know, come Monday morning, man, we'll be sitting down and putting something together, man.
Very much. You
got to
come with me, help you host the show one day.
Say what now?
I said you got to come help. Let me come help you host the show one day.
Sounds like a plan, man. Sounds like a plan. Let's put it together and make it happen. But let's get together so we can get this promotion and everything started, so we can shoot you out to shoot you out to the galaxy like you're supposed to be out there. You know what I'm saying? I want you to go out there to the galaxy and meet me on the moon. You know what I mean?
Very much so, and I appreciate that. To everybody out there, man, who's listening, I thank you guys so much. Thank you, Fat Man, for the opportunity. And everybody be out there. Y'all be safe for this summer. You know what I'm saying? Keep away from them parties and stop popping them mollies, people.
You know what it is, man. All right, then, Vinny, I'll holler at you, man.
Very much. God bless.
All right. Well, yo, y'all, that was my man Vinny Ramone. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Big shout out to him. He's doing his damn thing out here. You know, we will be doing some work together real soon and stuff like that, doing some events and everything. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook or hit him up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter, Fatman313. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook. Fatman, Detroit's finest. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, y'all, I'm about to let y'all go, and I'm going to leave y'all with this, but y'all know one thing. When I get off of this air, I'm about to dive in. I'll see y'all later, y'all. Check
Ooh,
out
this I'm
week.
About to dive in. Your waterfall, feel it coming down on me, so crazy. Yeah, girl, I love the way your body talk. Come a little closer, just like that. Keep on talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know.